Joined by head coach Melissa Graves, senior Alex Giannaro is following the Terriers 59-52 loss to Army West Point. Coach, if you could start off with an opening statement on the game.
Yeah, I thought, you know, today I thought we were a better team for three quarters. I thought we played well for three quarters. I thought we showed that we can compete for a championship for three quarters. I thought the first half was a tremendous defensive effort. I thought that fourth quarter really hurt us. We got stagnant offensively. We couldn't keep Trinity Hardy in front. She's a phenomenal player. We kept losing Tate as a shooter. You know, things we had lapses toward the end of the game, and then also like coming into the second half. But, you know, I think when we can play in these really good spurts, and if we can do it for longer, I think we can be competing for a championship. So there's positive things to take away from this as well.
We'll open up to questions. If you could, before your first, state your name and your publication. Sam?
Yeah, Sam Robert Hagen, Case in Point. If both of you guys can answer, that'd be great. Obviously, you guys not really been through this at BU so far in your careers here. Coach, what have you learned about yourself as a coach during this time? And then, Alex, what have you learned about yourself as, a captain and a leader during this time?
Go ahead, Alex.
Learning a lot, actually. Obviously, you learn things as you go. But this is obviously something, like you said, we've never had to deal with. So it's a bit frustrating, but I think it's kept me humble, I guess, in a way. Like, what more can I be doing to help service this team in ways that they might need? How can I help this team stay focused in the second half or whenever, to be honest? So, you know, I'm learning a lot about myself as a leader, and that's been something that I've been trying to figure out this year, especially now that, you know, I'm a senior. It's definitely been a learning experience.
Yeah, I mean, I think there were things that I learned through a 17-1 team or things I learned now. And I think there's a balance with this team. And, you know, obviously having a young experienced team, there's a balance of tough love and patience and trying, you know, to learn that piece of myself and my leadership. There's a piece of keeping a team motivated through this and trusting the process and trying to turn a corner here because – again, it's not like we're getting blown out by these teams or we're showing that, you know, we can't do it. I think we show that we can do it. It's just doing it for a full 40. So trying to keep the team motivated, trying to keep the thought on the process and trying to just continue to get better every day.
Yeah, sorry, I just one more. Those of you guys were in cardio before the second half. Was that decision made because of the recent kind of second half struggles? And is that something that you've done before at BU or as a coach really at all?
Yeah, it's something that we switched up, and it was, you know, Alex is one of our captains, and they spoke. We have three captains and spoke, you know, we're going through each game on what the team needs. And with inconsistency, it's like we're trying different things. So part of it was against Lehigh. I thought we had a great first half, a great defensive second quarter. We come out in the third quarter, give up 31 points after a 10-point quarter of defense. So, you know, we came out, maybe we changed the warm-up, so we're ready to go. I thought I had to call an early timeout in the third to fix some things, but the third quarter wasn't totally atrocious, especially offensively. I thought we kept up with them. It was just the point of getting stops throughout that second half. So, you know, we're going to try different things and see what's working. And with a young team, sometimes, you know, when we're asking, it's like they don't know yet what they need to be successful. So trying just to grow in that sense with them and teach them those things. But, you know, if it worked for them and they felt good about going to the third quarter with it, then we'll keep it. Otherwise, we'll continue to adjust things until something's really working for us.
Jose Rodriguez for the Daily Free Press. What kind of adjustment have you girls made from the previous game against them?
You know, we really talked about being more aggressive defensively. I thought the first game, they really hurt us in transition defense. Some of them were costly turnovers that we had. We overdug in the gaps where we put ourselves out of position. So I thought we were really focused. We needed a high hand on people. Some people on this scout don't tend to shoot at a high percentage. And we took that as like no high hands and play off them in the first game. This game, we adjusted some of those things, how we wanted to play in the gaps. We switched up our ball screen throughout the game, defense. We pressed more this game, which I thought was successful in the first half. So there were different defensive adjustments we made. And then offensively, just kind of the things that were working for us is like trying to attack through the middle of the floor, get the ball inside, you know, those sorts of things. I just thought in the second half we got a little stagnant, especially that fourth quarter. I thought we kind of watched Alex a little, waited for her to do whatever and just watched her. We watched the post players instead of, you know, having movement off the ball and things like that. So it was just stagnant. So we kind of lost that piece about ourselves from the rest of the game.
Yeah, Alex, did you feel like the energy and just like the investment was better today? Like, and especially like, how does that help you, such on like the bench, just like so enthusiastic and kind of involved in things?
Yeah, I think especially after Lehigh, we talked a lot about being consistent, whether we're down 20, up 20. So that was definitely a focus for us. And to keep that energy, usually when other teams tend to go on runs, we stop at a point where it's gotten out of control, you know what I mean? So having that energy kind of helped us in the third quarter, especially. Like, they stop, score. Like, you got to just keep playing. And I thought our bench did a great job of bringing energy. I think it also helps when people sub into the games, they're already hyped up, ready to go because they have that energy on the bench. So it's definitely been something that we've talked about, especially after Lehigh, like, what things can we adjust to, and what things can we do a little bit differently going into the next few games.
10 turnovers in the first half. How you guys can improve on that?
You know, it's something that we focus on every day in practice. I thought we were better in the second half to cut those turnovers in half. We had 5 in the second half. It's just, you know, again, something we need to grow into and continue to do better. I thought we tried to force things downhill and people collapsed and we kind of lost the ball that way. I didn't think we were as strong with the basketball. On some rebounds, we got it stripped away from us. Army's a very tough team and we know that. So I think, you know, going to the next game or the next time we see them too, we just have to be match their toughness a little better, I think, on some of those too.
You know, like we're throwing the way into the league season now, right? Like, what's the level of urgency right now? And like, where do you, like, how much longer do you think you have before you like kind of just have to start turning around and winning, I guess?
I mean, I'd love it to be now. I'd love it to be now, you know? So that, I mean, that's what we're working toward, you know? So it's not a fact of like, hey, don't worry, we'll have another one, don't worry. It is like, we do talk about urgency a lot. We do talk about turning a corner. After this game, I think we felt pretty defeated after because we were so close again. And we're so close and we're so close. So, you know, after this game, I just talked to them about there can't be a give up, though. You cannot give up. You have to keep working hard. It's got to be about the work. And it's got to be about continuing the process because what's your alternative at this point right now? You know what I'm saying? There's still a lot of games to play. It's not like we just lost a playoff game and we're done. We're not done until we're done. And I think that's just a fact of the matter. So there is a sense of urgency. Yes, we want to win now. And so we're still just, we're working toward that point, you know?
What is the key to close out games?
I think it's the full focus for 40 minutes. It's, you know, can we replicate a first half into a second half? We had the problem of starting slow and now we're starting well and we're coming on this, you know, second half and we're having lapses. So, you know, I'm hoping we find something that sticks and I do have confidence that we will. And when that happens, we're going to be a really good team that can compete for a championship. So I think to get the win is to play a full 40 minutes of focus and execution.
One more question.
Yeah. Alex, I mean, Army's obviously having a great year. And this is a four-way tie, top of the league right now. And there's a lot of teams that have more than 10 wins. Do you feel like the league is tougher this year than it has been at any point during your time at VU?
No, I don't think so, to be honest. It's how it was last year with a ton of, like, it comes down to the last game. And that's how it's been, I feel like, the last few years. So I don't necessarily think that the league is tougher. I think, you know, we're just finding our identity. Like Lehigh, they have a ton of returners, you know what I'm saying? And being young isn't a bad thing, but we do have a lot of newness to that. So, like, compared to a team like Lehigh or even Army, who has people who play a ton of minutes, and I know that goes for a lot of teams across the league. So I don't necessarily think the league is harder this year. I feel like it's been the past 3 years that I've been in it, so.